fight here from Mason. He's looking after anything close right around the plate. Another 3-2 coming here to the rafters, second baseman, with Matthew on deck and Buchanan to follow. This one, this is low and inside for ball four. We are tied. A lengthy battle won by Mason Onati, an RBI. Will be given as well to the Powell, Ohio native, McElfatrick to second. Lopez to third, Boston scores. And Jack Matthew has a chance to break this tie as the seventh hitter in the inning. Right-hander Alexander rocks and fires to the three-hole hitter in the rafter order right down the chute for a called strike. So the line is finalized on Epperling. Two runs allowed, both earned. All the runners now on the bases. Responsibility of Alexander as the 0-1 pitch misses downstairs. Lopez was the first hitter Alexander faced, and he's on third base now, the 1-1 to Matthew. On the inside corner, just missing, Jack laying off. It's now two balls and a strike on the rafter designated hitter. Duggar led off the inning with a base hit and scored. Zagotti off the bench, singled and scored as well. Boston and RBI knocked to get the scoring started. He touched home on that walk drawn there by Onati. The 2-1 pitch misses outside. In the driver's seat here, and ahead of the eight ball is Matthew. It's 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. That one in there for a called strike. Matthew nearly tossing his bat to the rafter first base dugout. He'll have to come back and take a 3-2 pitch here. He's 0 for 3 today as Matthew with a pair of punch outs and a ground out the payoff. On the inside corner, it misses for ball four. The Rafters have the lead for the first time in this game today. It is 4-3. The second, Onati to third, McElfatrick. Lopez scores. They've come all the way back in the latter innings yet again on the road to take a lead. Job's far from finished, but there's still nobody out in this inning. Walker Buchanan's 2-for-3 today, an infield single just an inning ago. He also doubled in the fourth. We're going to get another mound visit here from the pitching coach, Jack Nathan. Chaney Trout, the right-hander from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and Eastern Illinois, is warming up down the left field line in the Waterloo bullpen right now. If you're just joining us, the Rafters have put up all four runs in this top of the seventh inning. Four runs on nine hits and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs on seven hits, no errors for Waterloo. On the mound for Wisconsin Rapids, two pitchers today, three innings apiece. Nick Paulson, the left-hander from the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. In Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, threw 68 pitches. Allowed three hits and surrendered two runs, both earned, a walk and four punch-outs given out by the left-hander. From there, Matt Hurd has thrown three innings and has yet to allow an earned run. One earned run has scored on the 56 pitches he's thrown, allowing four hits and has not walked a Waterloo hitter, striking out two. Between Paulson and Hurd, only one walk issued, four issued combined between Epperling and Alexander, and having two of those come in the last two batters. Buchanan's the eighth rafter to step into the box this inning. Still nobody out. First pitch to Buchanan, misses low and away. Alexander struggling to find the zone right now. On first, Matthew. Second, Onati. McElfatrick on third, the 1-0. Missing low and away. Two runs in the bottom of the first for Waterloo. A strong beginning for the Bucks. They added one in the fifth as well. A lot different looking of a seventh inning stretch now here at Riverfront Stadium. 2-0 pitch, a fastball swung on and missed by Buchanan. It's now 2-1. On deck is Grayson Schaefer. Cashel Duggar, who led off the inning, is to follow. The 2-1 pitch misses low and away. Perfect hitter's count here for Buchanan. Three balls and a strike. Wisconsin Rapids looking to win their third straight and move two games above 500. 3-1. That one bounces away from the catcher Mazok for ball four. Rounding third hard is Onati. He'll retreat back to the bag. Rafters score another run on that base on balls. Three straight walks issued by Waterloo pitching. It is 5-3 Wisconsin Rapids. The Buck fans in attendance not thrilled. And it appears to be the end of the line for the right-hander, Alexander. Another call to the pen. We'll step aside. Bases remain loaded. And there is nobody out in this top of the seventh inning. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean...
Chaney Trout, the right-hander from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and Eastern Illinois University, into the ballgame. Third pitcher used this inning for the Waterloo Bucks. It is 5-3 Rafters, all five coming in this top of the seventh. Trout, a submarine release from the right side, dropping down low and firing that first pitch to Grayson Schaefer, up and in for ball one. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters back here with you on WFHR. Schaefer, the ninth batter to step in this inning for Wisconsin Rapids, still nobody down. Trout set the first pitch. Following the 1-0 delivery, is in there for a called strike. 22 games pitched in with Waterloo a season ago for Trout. 21 and a third innings pitched. 3.38 earner on average and 1.55 whip was a 2023 All-Star for the Great Plains East team. 1-1. This one grounded on the right side. Morrison gloves to second one. Halverson to first in time. It is a 6-4-3 double play, but another run does come in to score for the Raptors. It is 6-3. To third on the twin killing is Jack Matthew. That's where he'll stay with two down. Onati in to score. Cashel Duggar led off the inning with a base hit and later came around to score. The left-handed hitting catcher from Castle Pines, Colorado and UCLA, a chance to drive in a run for the Raptors here would be their seventh of the inning. First pitch from Trout misses low for ball one. Infield base hit following Duggar to lead off the inning from Jorge Degatti off the bench. He later scored. Trotter Boston off the bench one batter later. An RBI knock to score the first run of the game for the Raptors. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by Duggar. It's 1-1. McElfatrick was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to make it 3-2. Onati was walked with the bases loaded to make it 3-3. Matthew as well, one batter later, walked with the bag's juice to make it 5-3. The right-hander Trout set the 1-1. On the outside corner, that breaking ball is there for a called strike. Trout also pitched in five games with Madison in the 2021 Northwoods League season. A redshirt senior, January of 2000 birth year, so one of the older players in this league. A 1-2 to Duggar. Breaking ball served up in the air down the left field line. That'll find the seats. Trout on this season, 11 innings pitched, an ERA of 0. 9 appearances, he has yet to allow an earned run. Last worked an inning and allowed one hit. Collected the save at Thunder Bay on June 20th in that 4-2 Buck victory. He won 2. This one is lined foul down the first base line. 4 saves picked up on the season for Trout. Not a save opportunity here in the 7th, but just coming in to stop the bleeding as the Raptors have plated 6 on the Bucks bullpen. again. Another 1-2 coming here from the right-hander to Cashel Duggar. That one misses downstairs. Working an even count here is the catcher for the Rafters at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just over 2 hours into this one, it was a 105 first pitch. At 3:10 local time right now, the 2-2. Duggar in on the hands, grounds this softly to first base. Beatty Glove slips to Trout, covering the bag in time to retire the side. The Rafters send 10 to the plate here in the seventh and score 6 times to take their first lead of the ballgame. It's 6-3 and stretch time from Riverfront Stadium. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we?
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Post stretch, bottom seven at Riverfront Stadium. The Rafters have their first lead in this contest with the Waterloo Bucks. 6-3 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice. The Rafters back here with you on WFHR. Due up in the inning for Waterloo. It's the top of the order. Trenton Snyder, Ben Wilmus, and Brennan Hudson. Righty, righty, lefty against Matt Hurd entering his fourth inning of work out of the Rafter bullpen today. 7 runs, almost on the table for the Rafters. They left a runner on third in that seventh inning, but they played it 6 on 4 hits. Taking their walks as well, being patient, the right-hander Ethan Alexander, who entered in relief of Aiden Efferling. His line is complete. The 26 pitches he threw, he allowed 1 hit, 4 runs, all of them earned, walked 3, and did not strike out a Rafter hitter. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Trent Snyder from Matt Hurd is tapped on the ground, foul down the third baseline. 6 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors for your Rafters. 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors for the Bucks. Hurd out of the windup, the 0-1 to Snyder. Breaking ball flipped right down the heart of the plate for a called strike. It's nothing and two. On deck, Wilmus, Hudson to follow. The 0-2. This one hit in the air. That'll find the seats down the first baseline. Hurd out of the windup. The 0-2. Breaking ball in there for a called third strike. It's a 4-pitch punch out of Snyder, his second punch out of the ball game at the dish to begin this seventh inning. It'll bring up Ben Wilmus. Wilmus started out in right and then moved to center when Snyder came in off the bench in the spot of Lucas Moore. Wilmus has a couple of hits. He's reached all 3 of his plate appearances today as the first pitch from Matt Hurd is in there for a called strike. Wilmus an RBI single and scored back in the first, drew a walk in the third, and doubled and later scored in the fifth. The 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Hurd, full command of his arsenal here after a 6-run bottom, or I should say top of the seventh inning for the Rafters. He's ahead 0-2 and Hurd is ready to rock and roll off the back end of the rubber again, the 0-2. This one laced in the air, left field. That's going to get down in front of Buchanan for a one-out single. Brendan Hudson out of the three spot will step into the box here with a runner on first and one away. Hudson's 0 for 3 in this ballgame. Hudson, the designated hitter, grounded out back to the mound in the first inning, struck out swinging in the third, grounded out 3 unassisted back in the fifth inning. Defensive substitutions are as follows. Degatti into the ballgame in right field, a straight swap with Landon Gaz. On the infield as well, we got some movement with Crowder Boston entering in to the spot of Trent Lyolis as the first pitch to Hudson is fouled away. Schaefer moves from third to first to give Trotter Boston the hot corner the rest of the way here. Michael Perello, the right-hander from UC Irvine, warming up in the Rafter bullpen right now. Matt Hurd to throw his 65th pitch of the ballgame right here. It's an 0-1 to Hudson. This one in on the hands, popped up, shallow center field. Owen McElfatrick coming in to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Chase Beatty hitting from the right side, reached for the first time as a Waterloo Buck back in the fifth inning when he was hit by a pitch from Hurd. Beatty's first two at-bats with Waterloo, a couple of pop-outs to the first baseman. The time was Trent Lyola's first pitch, rips a line drive down the left field line, foul into the seats. Hurd begins here ahead 0-1. On deck is the left-handed hitting second baseman Evan Morrison. Ian Halverson to follow. Hurd set, deep breath, the 0-1. This one bounced in the dirt, blocked by Duggar. Count evens a ball and a strike, staying put at first base is Wilmus. Hurd has allowed 5 hits and 1 run out of the pen. It was an unearned run. He's a pitch away from working 4 spectacular innings once again for the Rafters out of the pen this summer. The 1-1. At one, a fastball missing low in away on the right-handed hitting Beatty. It's 2 balls and a strike now. When we get to the top of the 8th inning, 7-8-9, Degatti, Boston, and Tracer Lopez do up for the Rafters in search of their 14th win of the season. The 2-1 offering from Hurd. Missing low in away now, 3 balls and a strike on the cleanup hitter in the Waterloo order. Leading off first after a one-out single is Wilmus being held on by Grayson Schaefer. Ahead here in the count, runner takes off the 3-1. This one is tapped foul off Cashel Duggar. We'll get a 3-2 in this battle, and Wilmus will have to retreat back to first base. Big pitch coming up here for Matt Hurd. The Rafters lead at 6-3 after a 6-spot in the top of this frame. Looking to get to the 7-8-9 spots, keeping that 3-run lead, looking to add some insurance. The payoff pitch. This one cracked in the air, right center field. That's going to split the gap and 2-hop the wall. Getting waved around from third is Wilmus. He'll come in to score. It's the first hit as a Waterloo Buck for Chase Beatty. It comes with 2 down. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning, and it's now 6-4 Rafters. Evan Morrison gets a chance here with a runner in scoring position as now Mike Spears makes his way out to the mound, the first-year pitching coach for the Rafters. I mentioned Michael Perello in the bullpen. You wonder if this might be it. For Hurd, we haven't seen a motion of the pen yet from Spears. This could just be a conference between the pitching coach of the Rafters, Matt Hurd, and the catcher, Cashel Duggar. You're just joining us, 2 in the bottom of the first for Waterloo. They put up 1 in the bottom of the fifth and led it 3-0 most of the way. The Rafters, though, a 6-spot in the top of the 7th. If we were back at home at Winter Field, it would be another booyah inning. Had a lot of those in the last week. More than 5 runs in an inning at home, a free cup of coffee for a selected section in the ballpark, courtesy of Caribou Coffee. We're not at home here today, though. Evan Morrison has reached twice today. Most recently on an error in the 5th inning, went down looking in the 4th and had an RBI single in the 1st. Righty on lefty battle. Morrison showing bunt, gets this one down the third base side. Hurd, bare hands, throws the first. That one's wide. It gets by Grayson Schaefer, and coming in to score is Chase Beatty. will be the third error for the Rafters today, and E1 on Hurd, and it's just a one-run ball game in the home half of the seventh. Official score is actually going to call that a bunt hit for Morrison. Now 10 hits in the ball game for Waterloo. He's on first base with two outs. Ian Halverson from the right side, the shortstop of the Bucs, is 0-3 today. Righty on righty, battle, first pitch from Hurd. Cracks this one in the air, center field. That drives McElpatrick back out in front of the warning track. At the wall, that's going to hit the fence. Getting waved around from third is Morrison. There will be no relay to the plate. The Waterloo Bucs have played at three, all with two outs in the home half of the seven, and we're knotted at six apiece. They've gotten to Matt Hurd here in this seventh inning, and after the Rafters created a three-run lead, they have lost it here in the same inning. Zach Mazok hitting from the left side. Already has a hit today, a base hit in the fourth. A couple of flyouts to left field other than that. Now Mike Spears will make his way out of the Rafter dugout. We're going to get a call to the bullpen. Matt Hurd's day is done. He's responsible for the runner out on second, that being Ian Halverson. Michael Perrello to make his second appearance as a Rafter will return here in Waterloo in just a couple of minutes. 6-6 the score. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Michael Perrello into the ballgame, the third pitcher used today for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. It's 6-6 with two outs in the bottom of the seventh from Riverfront Stadium. Game one of this two-game series with the Waterloo Bucs. A Sunday matinee, and then we're back here tomorrow night for a Monday evening contest. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Zach Mazok, the seven-hitting catcher for Waterloo, will be the seventh hitter up in the box this inning. Ben Wilmes singled with one out and later scored on the RBI double with two outs from Chase Beatty. Bunt single for Morrison put runners on the corners. Ian Halverson's RBI double to tie this ball game up. Halverson's on second now with Mazok being 1-for-3 today. Perrello made his first appearance as a Rafter in the nightcap of the doubleheader at Wausau on Thursday as he had to make his Witterfield debut. Right-hander looks back at second, a big leadoff for Halverson, the first pitch to Mazok. Cue shot on the ground over to third, Boston gloves, and will throw to first in time. Perrello needs just one pitch to get out of the inning, but the Bucs send seven to the plate and score three times. We are tied at six apiece, heading to the top of the eighth in Waterloo. 7-8-9, Degatti, Boston, Lopez do it for the Rafters when we return on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about
milk
that?
Producers, I should say. Yep. Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Six, six, the score, top eight. Here in Waterloo, Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters on WFHR, bringing you more Rafter baseball all summer long. 7-8-9 for Wisconsin Rapids in this eighth inning. That's Jorge Degatti, that's Trotter Boston, and that's Tracer Lopez. Jorge Degatti came off the bench an inning ago in the spot of Landon Gaz, an infield single for Jorge, extending his hitting streak to 10 games. He later came around to score. First pitch breaking ball from the submarine throwing right-hander of Waterloo, Chaney Trout, is in there for a strike. Paulson Hurd and now Michael Perello, the most recent pitcher for the Rafters. Efferling, Alexander, and now Trout for the Bucks. There's another soft toss in from the right-hander. It's called a strike. Degatti now behind 0-2. Hands at the belt, Trout the payoff. That one misses outside. Now a ball and two strikes. When we get to the home half of the eighth inning, 8-9-1 due up for Waterloo. Bennis, Williams, and Trenton Snyder. The 1-2 home on the outside corner just misses. Degatti's worked it even at 2-2. Six runs on nine hits and three errors for the Rafters. Six runs, 11 hits, no errors for Waterloo. Where we stand at this point. The 2-2. He got him swinging, 67 on that breaking ball from Trout. Degatti spinning off his back foot there, nothing he can do. It's the first out of this eighth inning. Trotter Boston came off the bench as well an inning ago, is now playing third base for the Rafters. An RBI single for Boston. He later scored one of the six runs in that seventh inning for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Trout to Boston, skied in the air left field. Jogging over and making the grab is Williams, two up, two down in this eighth inning. Tracer Lopez is two for three in this ballgame. A line out to third, or I should say to first back in the third inning. Singled in the fifth, bunted his way aboard in the seventh and later scored. Top of the order, Owen McElfatrick waiting in the wings. Righty on lefty battle here. Trout set the first pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner is called a strike. It's assumed the Rafters will run Michael Perello back out there for the bottom of the eighth inning. Could become the pitcher of record for Wisconsin Rapids, the 0-1. That one misses downstairs, evening the count at a ball and a strike. Rafters. All six runs coming in that seventh inning in this ballgame. Two in the first, one in the fifth, three in the seventh for Waterloo. The 1-1 pitch on the outer third, swung on and missed. Lopez in the hole here at 1-2. One, two, the count, two outs, nobody aboard. Trout looking for a 1-2-3, top of the eighth inning, the payoff. This one is skied foul and out of play beyond the screen. Another 1-2 coming here from the right-hander, stepping off the mound and regathering himself. Pitch clock resets the payoff. Sing outside now, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Lopez. For McElfatrick, it'll be Onati, then Jack Maffey. Raptors hoping to get some two-out magic in this eighth inning. 2-2 pitch fouled back. You look across the Northwoods League. Wisconsin Rapids, obviously right here in Waterloo in a 6-6 ball game. You're hearing that right now in Athletic Park, top 7. Wausau leading Green Bay 9-3. The next 2-2 from Trout to Lopez. Hops this one up in the air right side of the infield. Tracking out now into shallow right field is Evan Morrison, battling the sun to make the grab and retire the side. The Raptors go down 1-2-3. In this top of the eighth inning, we head to the bottom of the eighth. 8-9-1 due up for Waterloo, 6-6. Michael Perrello back out to the mound from Riverfront Stadium on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom eight here in Waterloo. 6-6 the score. Your Raptors and the Bucks in game one of this two-game series from Riverfront Stadium. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors on WFHR. Got the 8-9-1 spots to open this sitting against Michael Perrello, Adam Bennis, Jay Williams, and Trenton Snyder to do battle with the right-hander from California and UC Irvine. Just as we say that, we'll have a pinch hitter here for Waterloo. That's Marcus Heisen. Marcus Heisen, one of the original Bucks. He was very active in that opening week series at Witter Field. Entering here in the bottom of the eighth inning, hitting from the left side against the right-hander Perrello. Bryson now, this will be his 22nd game appeared in this year. Perrello rocks and fires a first pitch fastball that misses for ball one. Eisen from the University of Illinois Chicago, a returning Buck, 62 games a season ago. He's a .309 hitter and 81 at-bats so far this summer. The 1-0 fastball misses downstairs, now 2 balls and no strikes on Eisen. 2 home runs, 17 runs driven in. He's got 4 doubles of his 25 hits already. An OPS of .855 for Heisen, slugging .432, getting on base at a .423 clip. The 2-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner from Perrello. That's dialed up for a strike. 0-for-3 with a walk drawn last night for Heisen in that loss to La Crosse. Also went hitless with 3 walks drawn in the opener of that series. 2-1 pitch, tapped foul down the third baseline right near the Waterloo dugout. Last time he collected a hit was at Thunder Bay in the 4-2 victory in the second game, or I should say the solo game. They had three in the triple header the day before. That was on June 20th, the 4-2 win, where he went 1-for-4 and also drew a walk in that victory. 2-2 the count. Perello out of the windup, the payoff. This one shot the other way. It's through for a base hit into left field. Go-ahead run on first base for Jay Williams. Jay Williams is 0-for-3 here today. Struck out swinging in the second, grounded out three unassisted in the fourth. His last trip to the plate, a fly out to right field in the sixth inning. Perello looking for a ground ball here to work his middle infield. As mentioned, after making his debut in Waterloo Thursday night, still a lot to know about the young man. Joining the Rafter bullpen as the first pitch misses outside to the left-handed hitting. Williams for ball one. Williams showing bunt but pulling back on the delivery. Perello made five appearances this past spring at UC Irvine. Collegiate teammates with today's starting right fielder for the Rafters, Landon Gaz. 1-0 pitch, showing bunt again as Williams is pulling back as this one misses outside. A 5-4 ERA for Perello in college ball this spring, a 1.5 whip in his 6 2/3 innings pitched. Opponents hit 269 against the right-hander. He had a 2-0 record this spring. Speaking of 2-0, here's the 2-0 pitch. Williams showing bunt again, pushes this one foul down the third base line. Perello, two shutout frames against Columbia back on March 8th. No hits, no walks, and five strikeouts of the six total outs he recorded in that appearance. On deck, top of the order, Trenton Snyder. Showing bunt, giving himself up as Williams pulls that one back, but it catches the outside corner. Home plate umpire Jacob Gorman has called it a strike to make it a 2-2 count. Anything close, Williams is going to go after here. Trotter Boston over at third is getting back with even on the base. The 2-2. Tapped foul. As mentioned, the Rafters swept this series at home against Waterloo on May 29th and 30th, 7-6-2-1. Waterloo looking for their first win against Wisconsin Rapids this summer. The next 2-2, just missing the outside corner. Williams has worked a full count. The count on first is Heisen, nobody away in the bottom of the eighth. Big pitch coming here from Perello. That one runs inside, and it hits Williams. He'll take his base. Heisen will go to second. That's where he'll stay. Two on, nobody out. Top of the Waterloo order here with Trenton Snyder. Snyder came in off the bench in the spot of Lucas Moore in the bottom of the fifth inning. Couple punch-outs for Snyder, swinging in the fifth, looking in the seventh. After him, it'll be Ben Wilmus, who has got three hits and has reached in all four of his plate appearances against Rafter pitching today. We'll see with nobody out if the plan is to have Trenton Snyder bunt here. Snyder from the right side, hitting 161, entering the ballgame here today. Corners in for the Rafters, showing bunt very early, giving himself up. First pitch pulls it back as the right-hander Perello misses inside. Once again, the probable starter tomorrow night for the Rafters is Arnaud Mulemekic, the left-hander from Siena College, Rigo Park, New York. Same two starters that threw against the Bucks back home a few weeks ago. Paulson game one, Mulemekic game two. The 1-0 to Snyder coming here with four on the pitch clock. Making contact, pops this bunt up, it's down. Schaefer gloves right out in front of home plate. The throw to first is in the dirt, and it gets by Mason Onati covering the bag. One run scores, that's Heisen. Getting the wave around is Jay Williams. This one down near the tarp on the first baseline, and two runs are going to score. It is 8-6 Waterloo to third on the air is Snyder. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. There'll be an error on Grayson Schaefer. that allows two runs to come in to score. Ben Wilmus now, Rafter infield, going to play in with Snyder on third base. Still nobody out. First pitch, misses low for ball one. Rafter is the sixth spot in the seventh, put them up by three. They were in full control of the ball game until a three spot in the bottom of the seventh. Now two so far in the eighth as the 1-0 to Wilmus misses inside. Now two balls and no strikes. On deck is Brennan Hudson, Chase Beatty to follow. The 2-0 delivery from the right-hander Michael Perrello, right down the chute, taken for strike one. Rafter's got a lot of work to do in the ninth, and now it'll be their top of the order. Do it when we get there. McElfatrick, Onati, and Jack Mathey. The 2-1. This is downstairs on a fastball, three balls and a strike to count now on Bennis. Had an RBI single and scored in the first, did Wilmus, pardon me. Walked in the third, doubled and scored in the fifth, singled in the seventh. The 3-1. Fastball hit on the ground to third. Boston will glove. Watching the runner back, Trotter will throw to first in time. It's a 5-3 putout. Snyder will stay put at the third base bag for the first out of this home half of the eighth inning. Brennan Hudson out of the three spot in the DH for Waterloo today, still in search of his first hit. He's 0 for 4, a ground out to the mound in the first, went down swinging in the third, grounded out three unassisted in the fifth. Flew out to center field, his last trip up an inning ago in the seventh. Infield remains in for the Rafters with one out. First pitch to Hudson, misses low and away for ball one. Wisconsin Rapids in danger of falling back to 500. The 1-0 fastball from Perrello grooved right in there for a called strike. Count evens, a ball and a strike, one out, runner on third. Perrello fires, missing low and away. First of four on the road for the Rafters in consecutive days. Here again tomorrow night at Riverfront Stadium, 6:35. It'll be a long bus ride home after that game for two straight in Green Bay. 2-1, tapped foul from Hudson. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. First half ends on Tuesday of next week, July 2nd. Rafters are off that day. So including this one, seven more in their first half schedule. The 2-2 pitch misses upstairs for ball three. So 32 games in the first half for the Rafters. And they'll get 40 in the second half. 3-2 the count, one out, first base open. The payoff here from Michael Perrello. That one misses up and away for ball four. A six-pitch walk drawn by Hudson. He's aboard for the first time in this ballgame. They're on the corners with one away for Chase Beatty out of the cleanup spot. Beatty, the first baseman in his Waterloo debut, a huge RBI double, and he later came in to score an inning ago. And we're going to get a pinch runner as well here for the DH, Hudson. That's number 21, Cooper Schulte. Schulte, the infielder from New London, Iowa, and Southeastern Community College. Schulte pinch running there. Entering in the bottom of the eighth inning, they're on the corners here for Beatty alongside his RBI double, hit by pitch to reach for a first time as a Buck in the fifth inning. Morrison on deck, Halverson will follow. Rafters not out of the woods yet, trailing by two and still just one out. First pitch swinging, a hard hit ground ball down the third baseline in foul territory by Beatty. 9-4 at Air Baker Field, Fond du Lac leading Lakeshore. The Rafters will head back to Air Baker Field Friday and Saturday night. It's where they started their season on Memorial Day. The 0-1 delivery misses upstairs. Hard to believe that was the first game of our season, folks. 5 weeks ago tomorrow, an 8-7 win for the Rafters. Max Whitesell collected the save. Pierce Bowles, who's now a member of the Buck bullpen, got the win. 1-1, runner takes off for second. This one misses for a ball, and there's no throw down by Duggar. Schulte on second after the stolen base. Snyder remains on third. Two runners in scoring position with Beatty and an 8-6 Buck lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. He's ahead here. After infield, back in on the grass. 2-1. Fastball hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline, 2-2. Top nine in Rockford, it's 3-1. Kingfish over the Rivets. Double-digit hits for Kenosha today. Three runs on 11 hits in an error for the visitors, and the Rivets held to just four hits in their home yard. Have a chance to come back in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 2-2 from Perello. This one in on the hands, it's fouled away. 20 minutes away from first pitch in St. Cloud. Joe Faber Field on ESPN Plus. The Rocks and the Moondogs to do battle. Another 2-2 coming here from the right-hander, Perello. The payoff. This one cranked in the air, high and deep to left field. Buchanan out in front of the warning track at the wall. This one's going to hit the fence. Walker lost his footing on the left field warning track, getting waved around. The relay throw to home is cut off. Off the glove of Grayson Schaefer, two runs scored. A third on the errant throw is Beatty. It is 10-6 Waterloo here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Still just one out in the frame. Mike Spears out to the mound for a mound visit. See if a pitching change is made here for the Rafters. Now a four spot in this eighth inning. It was 6-3 Rafters after the top of the seventh thanks to their three runs that they posted. Waterloo immediately taking that off the board and then adding four more here in the home half of the eighth inning. No pitching change made yet. This could just be buying some time down the line for the Rafters to get more arms hot. Evan Morrison with a runner on third. The second baseman waits the first pitch. It misses high for a ball. The 1-0 delivery here from Perello. This one in on the hands, shot over to short. Lopez gloves, throws to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out, and it is the second out of this inning. Ian Halverson hitting from the right side, collected an RBI double back in the seventh inning. It was his first hit of the ball game. First pitch from Perello to a misses low for ball one. Righty on righty battle here with two down in the inning. Raptors back in regular depth. The next pitch. In on the hands, tapped on the ground over to first. Schaefer waiting for the hop to come to him. He'll take it to the bag in time and retire the side. 8 cents to the plate here from Waterloo in this eighth inning. They score four times, and they're three outs away from beating the Rafters for the first time this season. We head to the top of the ninth here at Riverfront Stadium. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
It's the top of the ninth inning. 10-6 the score. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Waterloo Bucks. That's Sam Skarich. And Yakimir Voice, the Rafters on WFHR. Four spot in the eighth inning for Waterloo has given them the lead back in this ballgame. The Owen McElfatrick, top of the order to begin this inning. Righty on righty battle. Skarich's first pitch to McElfatrick, misses inside. Want to know the count. McElfatrick today is fifth plate appearance. He's reached twice. The 1-0. That one misses up and away now. Two balls and no strikes. Hit by a pitch, drove in a run by doing so, and later scored in the seventh. Singled as well in the first inning. The 2-0. Misses high. Now three balls and no strikes. Onati on deck, Matthew to follow. Rafters got a big hole to climb out of here in the inning. Six runs on nine hits, five errors for the Rafters. 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Waterloo, the payoff. In there for a called strike on the outside corner. It's now 3-1. The right-hander Skarich, a zero ERA. A two-way player, played 25 games on the mound for the Bucks last season. The 3-1 misses up and in for ball four. Mason Onati reached for the first time in the seventh inning, drove in a run after getting walked, and he later scored. Rafters are going to need base runners any way they can get them here in the ninth. Taking their walks will do just that. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting Onati misses up and away. Skarich is taking 15 at-bats this year for the Bucks, 2 in 5 games. He's a 267 hitter, driving in 3 runs. But in 11 and two-thirds innings on the mound, he's allowed 5 hits, has walked 3, and has struck out 15 of the 45 batters he's faced. The 1-0. This is high. Now 2 balls and no strikes on Onati. Of a mound meeting here between the Waterloo catcher, Mazok, and the new pitcher into the ballgame. Mound meeting adjourned. Skarich, the fourth pitcher used in this ballgame by Waterloo. The 2-0 pitch, and there for a called strike on Onati. It's now 2-1. Efferling got the start, then it was Alexander and Trout for Waterloo. Paulson, Hurd, and Perello for the Rafters. The 2-1. This one hit in the air. That'll find the seats down the left field line. It's now 2-2. Count evens 2-2. The payoff pitch from the right-hander from Southeastern Community College is fouled away. Skyrich last worked an inning at Thunder Bay on June 19th, allowed a hit, struck out two, and faced four batters. The next two-strike delivery misses away. It's now 3-2. Leading off first, McElfatrick comes set. See if he takes off here. He does not, as the 3-2 runs inside and it hits Onati. Raptors have put the first two on here. Nobody out in the ninth inning. The right-hander, Chaney Trout, the 2023 All-Star. His line is complete. Two innings of work for the right-hander. He threw 23 pitches. No hits, no runs. A walks and a strikeout. Walker Buchanan on deck, but right now it's Jack Matthey. Reached for the first time in the seventh, drawing a six-pitch walk. That brought home a run. Righty on righty battle here. Skowrich set the first pitch. This is up and in. A right-handed reliever of Waterloo struggling to find the zone here. Matthey back to battle. The 1-0. This is away. Now two balls and no strikes on the Raptor designated hitter this afternoon. Definitely know the message down there in the Raptor dugout right now is patience. Make him work. Now the pitching coach, Jack Nathan, out to the mound. Have a conversation with his right-hander. It's going to bring the full infield in. You're just joining us. Two in the bottom of the first, one in the bottom of the fifth, three in the bottom of the seventh, and four go-ahead runs in the bottom of the eighth for Waterloo. All six Raptor runs posted in the top of the sixth inning. Nick Paulson got the start. Three innings pitched, three hits allowed, two runs. Both earned. Walked one and struck out four on 68 tosses. 73 pitches for Matthew Hurd followed him. 3 2/3 innings, eight hits, four runs, three earned, no walks, and three strikeouts. Walker Buchanan in the on-deck circle out of the mound. Visited 2-0 pitch. Nearly hits Matthew up top. It misses high. Now 3-0. Matthew expected to be taking all the way here. Another pitch from Skowrich. Fastball right down the heart of the plate is called a strike. Three and one, perfect hitter's count. Matthew looking for something to drive. Here it comes. That one misses out in the left-handed batter's box for ball four. A five-pitch walk drawn by Matthew. Bases are full of Raptors with nobody out here in the top of the ninth inning. The tying run into the box now with Grayson Schaefer in the on-deck circle. It'll be Walker Buchanan to swing away for the Raptors. Big chance here for Buchanan. Already a two-hit game. He's reached three times. Doubling in the fourth, an infield single in the sixth. He also drew a walk. Back in the seventh, first pitch to Buchanan, misses high. 18 pitches for Skowrich. He has put three Raptor hitters on. 1-0 the count, Buchanan ready. Rocking and firing as the right-hander, it misses high. Two balls and no strikes. Tension starting to rise here. The 2-0. That one misses the outside corner. Now three balls and no strikes. The Sam Hart warming up in the Waterloo bullpen now as there's the 3-0. And misses the outside corner for ball four. A four-pitch walk issue to Buchanan. A run comes in to score. It is 10-7 here in the ninth. Still nobody out, and it's Grayson Schaefer representing the go-ahead run.